After listing all the individuals who brought donations, who participated in the contributions, the capital campaign to build the Mishkan, we're told that the Nesiim did so as well. That they also helped out. And the question is, why are they listed last? The Nesiim are the most chashuv in the community. Why should they be placed last? So Rashi alerts us to a medrash. The medrash tells us that the Nesiim made a decision. The Nesiim said, you know what? We're going to give last. We're going to allow everyone else to give the contributions, to make donations to the Mishkan. And we'll do it at the end. We'll fill in all the whatever is missing. And it got to a certain point when there was so many donations that they were worried that there was nothing going to be left for them. So they brought the Avnei HaShoham v'Avnei HaMiluim. At first glance, says the Medrash, they got punished. Why were they punished? They were punished, but they lost a letter from their name. It says, V'hanesiyim chasar yud. The fact that it's lacking a yud tells us that their laziness was problematic, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset with their actions. What's the significance of removing the yud? So all the Mefarshim, Rishonim, Achronim come up with different reasons. What's the significance of the yud? The Ksav Sofer offers his idea that the letter yud alludes to the quality of the attribute of humility. Since the yud is the smallest letter in the Aleph Beis, it reminds us to always be humble. And the Nesiim were arrogant. Oh, we'll fill in the rest. Chas v'shalom, we should go first and have others fill in for what we're lacking, because who could possibly make up for what we're lacking? But we'll make up for everyone else's, what everyone else has finished, whatever's lacking, we'll take care of the rest. This is the Medrash, this is how the commentaries explain it. It says the Ksav Sofer, what's pshat? At the end of the day, how can we justify the actions of the Nesiim? These were the Nesiim, they weren't just any stam nach schleppers. How could they come to this decision intellectually? Says perhaps as follows. We know that the Chazal tell us, in ha mitzvah nikra ella al shem gomra, that the mitzvah is always called based on the ending, because without the ending, if the ends, we talk about the ends justifying the means, but ultimately, if you can reach the end, that's who gets the credit. Nikra al shem gomra. If you never get to the end, well then, whatever happened in the interim, to a large degree, is meaningless. And therefore, they said, we're going to have our kavanah is l'shem shamayim. We want to make sure that this mitzvah gets to its end point. So what we will do is we will ensure that at the end, we'll bridge the gap and therefore make sure that this mitzvah is completed. And not only that, it's nikra l'shem gomra, and we will have the zechus to have it been called by our name, to our credit. And this was the cheshbon, says the Ksav Sofer, of the Nesiim. But here is the problem. They still acted inappropriately. Even that cheshbon is incorrect. Because we have two competing values. Value number one is to do the mitzvah min ha-mufchar, to fulfill the mitzvah in its optimal way. And if it's true that the mitzvah is nikra l'shem gomra, well, I understand why there's a need to wait to complete the mitzvah, as opposed to get it starting off in the beginning or in the middle. It's like the people in the charity campaign who want to wait till the end and then they'll fill in at the last minute, as opposed to giving the donation in the beginning. However, the other competing value is Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvos. We're supposed to be zealous, we're passionate about mitzvos, run to do a mitzvah. And the klal is that Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvos, says the Ksav Sofer, overrides doing a mitzvah in its optimal way. Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvos is more important than doing a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. Why? Because Al Tomar L'cha She'efne Eshne, as Pirkei Avos tells us, don't say that when I have time I'll do it, because maybe you won't have the time. You want to say, I'll wait till the end, Minikra Shem Groma, but there may not be a time. You have to take advantage now when you have the ability. And that was the mistake that the Nesiyah made. And the truth is, the Nesiyah almost had no chelak in the Mishkan, because even Avnei Shom and Avnei Milui, everything was almost done. And at that point, when that was all that was left, they said, we better chap arayin. And that's why, Al tomar licha she'efna eshna, zrizim makdimim lemitzvos. Make sure you do it quickly. And behind the scene, they lost that yud as a reminder to all of Klal Yisrael that when you don't use the power of humility, when you act arrogantly, you're going to run into trouble. And now we understand why it is, as Rashi tells us, when it came to the Malachas HaMishkan, when it came to the Chanukas HaMizbeach, Shmini, that all of a sudden, by the Chanukas HaMizbeach, the Nesiyim are offering so much. They're so eager to participate in the Chanukas HaMizbeach. They brought all their Korbanos because they learned their lesson. They realized the Hanesiyim, without the Yud, without their Midav Anivus, they are in trouble. So now, when it came time for the Chanukas HaMizbeach to bring their Korbanos, they were zealous, they were quick, they were passionate, they didn't waste time. And perhaps then, this can help us explain one of the questions that all of the Mefarshim are bothered with, which is that in the Parshios, when we go through the Korbanos that were brought by the Nesiyim, we list it over and over and over again in its full detail. Why are we repeating each Nasi, what they brought? It was the same exact Korban. Just say, V'chein, V'chein, V'chein. But perhaps the reason why each one is listed separately is to remind us about the power of not being lazy and of Zrizim Akdimim Lemitzvos. But even more than that, perhaps, we can say that the message of the Chanukas HaMizbeach and their eagerness to participate in the Korbanos and bring them with zeal and alacrity shows us that they didn't get down on themselves. It was very easy, perhaps, for the Nesiyim after to have embarrassed themselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they lost the Yud in their name, to sink into depression, to not have a desire to continue to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the same amount of dedication that they used to. They were embarrassed, but they didn't give up. They fell, but they got back up and atoned for their sin. And that's why each Nasi is there, and it's detailed, and it's spelled out. Because it's not how you fall, it's how you get back up. So yes, here the Nesiyah made a mistake. Even the Cheshbon in Halacha, they thought mitzvah min amuvchar, they forgot about Zrizim Akdimim Lemitzvos. But ultimately, though they were punished here, they were made as an example, they made up for it, they recovered, and ultimately, they turned out better and stronger because they were able to do tshuva, they learned from their mistakes, and they made sure not to do it again.